The couple that got caught on the Jumbotron at the Coldplay concert were not having an affair, according to sources near the couple. They say Kristen and Andy were excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. Sure, it might have been inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert, but she accepts the responsibility.
His hands were on her boobs.
I know. He was like, you know, grabbing her from behind.
Yeah.
If it was innocent, why did you hide?
Right.
I mean, of course, I got to admit, yeah, a lot of times me and Jim will go to a Predators game. I'll stand behind him like that.
I know.
But just like celebrating a goal.
Standing, spooning kind of thing.
We'd like for you to share your unpopular opinion. If I'm being honest, I have to admit, I kind of like the smell of Mount Trashmore in Rutherford County, the Walter Hill landfill.
You like the smell
of
the landfill?
I like the smell of it. It actually takes me back to my childhood, because we used to always spend boring summers in Levelland, Texas with my grandparents. Mm. And there was oil wells all over town, so it smelled like gas and oil. Ooh. And that's how the landfill smells. And I go, oh, this reminds me of Sunday dinners with Momo and Popo.
It's like a nostalgic feeling.
It's a nostalgic, nostalgic stink.
Okay. Like, oh,
so yeah, there's no reason for it.
I like the smell of picking up after my dog. Yeah. It reminds me of Grandpa at the home. Like, what? That's so weird.
Don't belittle my memory.
I feel bad that that's your fond memory. Oh, good times. Good times.
It smells like a terrible little town in Texas.
All right. I've got one.
Okay.
So if I'm being honest, people who cut in line are not the worst. People who walk slowly in crowded areas are the worst.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They know there's people behind them, mm-hmm. yet they will walk side by side slowly.
Yeah, but you can always like walk around them.
Sometimes people who cut
in line, you have to just stare at the back of their head, or you have to be that person that like calls them out.
I don't know. I think the person who's just freaking oblivious is worse. I don't like the person that cut in line, but at least their head's up. They're thinking about things.
Well, we go to the New Vision Church in Murfreesboro, one of the mega churches.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they release everyone at like, you know, almost 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. everybody crowds out and everybody walks so slowly. And you can't go around them.
Yeah.
Because you're just having to take the little baby steps behind them
and
hope log jam. Speed up. Yeah.
Log jam. We got a text in from Chris in Murfreesboro. He said, if I'm being honest, anything involving Tim Allen is not funny or entertaining.
Mm.
Which,
he had his
Toy
time.
Story.
Mixed bag. I would say Toy Story.
He was not the focus of
that, love
though.
Toy Story.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the first Santa Claus movie.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But, you know, other than that, I don't care.
Yeah.
We've got one. This is a voicemail left to us on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Yeah.
From Marianne.
If I'm being honest, you should watch till the end of the credits on a movie. A lot of people worked hard on it.
Okay, well, that tugged at my heartstrings, but no.
Well, I mean, if it's a Marvel movie or a superhero movie, you have to stay for like an hour and a half through the credits to get to the special hidden scene they're going to show you.
Right.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Only if you're a nerd do you really want to.
If you're a nerd like me and you choose to, yes.
But to read the credits? There's like thousands of names up there on half of the movies. Like, I don't go to Kroger and say, before I check out, I would like to meet all the people who stocked the shelves and the guy who drove the truck to bring my, you know, hot dogs here.
Would somebody read the ingredients to these pork and beans out loud to me? Thank you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, here's a helpful tip if you're a murderer. Don't order your murder supplies from DoorDash. Apparently in Sweetwater, Texas, a DoorDash driver alerted police because he got a suspicious order from DoorDash. Among the things they wanted was trash bags, zip lines, zip ties rather, bleach, a hatchet.
Yeah, that's a little sus.
They called the police and I guess they showed up at this hotel and a guy had somebody held hostage.
No.
And it probably wasn't going to end well. Wow. So the DoorDash driver saved somebody's life.
That's awesome. Good on him.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So last night, ABC brought back Jimmy Kimmel. Did not run locally here on WKRN News 2,
right?
Which instead showed a spotlight on a local community. And also yesterday was the day that the parent company of ABC, Disney, announced that their streaming prices on Hulu and Disney Plus were going up by several dollars a month.
Jeez.
We'll repeat this same announcement about the prices going up in a few weeks, probably.
Yeah, it just went up.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, this is actually kind of cool. All of the high schools in Metro have those, like, security systems in place, like the weapons detection systems. So now they're all going to be in middle schools around Metro schools.
I guess those are pretty successful.
Yeah.
They've already caught a couple of people, like, in the high schools.
That's great.
Trying to bring in guns. And, like, somehow the AI scanners, like, spotted it.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's
I'm all for keeping all the kids safe.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
It's great.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM is the Woody and Jim show. UB40 and a medley of their hit. If you can't believe TikTok, who can you believe? Yesterday, most of TikTok was all just a frenzy, saying that the rapture was going to happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't think it did. Or they just picked just a few people.
Well, they did say that it was the 23rd and the 24th.
Uh-huh.
So there's still time.
Still time. It could still happen today.
Right. Mm. They give a window.
Mm-hmm.
And like, hey, you know, we're not sure exactly when the rapture truck can come to your house.
Right.
But we're
going
to tell you, like, you know, be home during these hours and the rapture's coming.
When the rapture truck comes through your neighborhood, the bell's ringing.
They probably got stuck in the national traffic. They're on their way to you.
See, that's true.
Right.
Yeah,
they're stuck near the airport.
Yeah. Yesterday I had a fender bender in Smyrna, and my first thought was like, well, maybe that woman got raptured, and so there was no driver in the car. That's why it ran into
me. I couldn't stop.
Yeah. But then, no, that was real pure.
Oh.
So it's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. I actually thought the rapture is happening as well around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Briley Parkway location of Dunkin' Donuts, and there was nobody behind the counter. And me and a couple of customers just like, were like, nobody's coming. I think they got raptured. And then finally somebody showed up after like we're all standing there for 10 minutes at a busy time.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to have like, you know, this special, you know, combo. And they said, nope. We're all out of hash browns.
Oh, my gosh.
Did those get raptured, too?
That's right. The potatoes. The potatoes were
going to heaven. Potatoes, but then a bunch of them just went up into the sky.
I know. You know, what would heaven be without potatoes? I mean, come on.
That's my version of heaven. A lot of potatoes. I'm
lying. Yeah, hash browns are great.
I'm going where the taters are.
Now, you were saying there was somebody on TikTok that said that they weren't going to use the bathroom.
Yeah, my wife told me about it. When she got home from work, she's like, I heard on the news they played this person from TikTok who said that she and her husband were not going to go number two all day because that's not how they wanted to go up to heaven. When the floating started, they didn't want their pants down.
Or do their business while they were floating through the sky and landing on their car that they just washed.
They didn't say that, but,
but you
can say that's implied.
I'm assuming, yes.
Yeah.
Our Tennessee Titans have a perfect season going, 0-3 right now. And
yep.
All the talk has been, what are we going to do about the head coach, Brian Callahan? What are we going to do about him?
Yeah, he hasn't been inspiring much confidence.
No.
In fact, a bunch of things he did this past Sunday made everybody go, why?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
When you're booed by your own fans, that's not good.
Yeah.
But apparently the team has made a move, and they're taking the play-calling responsibilities away from him and giving them to the quarterback coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Let's try something.
If you don't know anything really about football, is they usually would give that to the person in charge of the offense.
Right, the offensive coordinator.
And instead of giving it to that guy, they gave it to like one of his like
minions.
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 Yeah. So
the coach is like Gru from Despicable Me.
Yeah. He's like, if I can't have it, nobody can.
We're going to give it to the guy who cleans the uniforms.
Yeah. So now an idea we've come up with, which, you know, many sports authorities say is brilliant, is we let the fans decide and call the plays.
One lucky fan gets called out of the stands at Nissan Stadium. You do it after the first half so you get people to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like every paid ticket, you know, you go in a lottery and they pull your name out and you get to call the plays for the Tennessee Titans.
And then if it doesn't work out, then the head coach just goes, eh, see?
See?
It's not that easy, is
that
it?
Way, everyone at the game shares the blame.
Yeah. You know, and by all the guys that are like, that's a terrible play call. What are you doing? It might just work. They might get a lot of applicants.
Yeah, with like a quick spotlight on Kevin in section 228. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Just the play clock ran out. I was on my phone with my fantasy team.
My fantasy team is doing great. The real one on the field, not so much. Totally Hits 93.3, another Wainy Wednesday. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
It's feeling good.
It's so Wainy.
Like I should. And in the walk around the neighborhood.
So this mood boost is kind of relatable for the guys out there, but it's also a story of being at the right place at the right time. A young man, 27 years old in Cookeville, had a heart attack in a TJ Maxx.
Wow.
And he's only alive today because a man named Mike Brown was at that TJ Maxx begrudgingly with his wife. He didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be in
didn't
the store.
Be there. And he's actually a CPR instructor. So he went in to grab the wife. And
at the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there. And there he was on the ground. It was just kind of surreal, to be honest with you. Because nobody was really doing anything except trying to get his attention. So I just ran up and started doing CPR.
So, right place at the right time.
Yeah, so cool.
I love that. I was going to TJ Maxx and herd her out of there.
Know.
We need a border collie.
I 100% understand
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. That is an awesome story right there in Cookeville. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Berry Hill.
There's this new trend, and it's something we're all guilty of, and if you say you're not, I think you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pocket packing, which is just a clever word for grabbing way too many free napkins, plastic utensils, and sauce packets.
Yeah.
And like shoving them in your pocket or your glove compartment and taking them with you. Apparently it's on the rise now that economic times aren't that great for some people. I guess it's getting worse with people maybe grabbing, you know, a little bag and tossing many sauce packets and, you know, maybe dozens of plastic cutlery pieces in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to just be called, like, being prepared. Like, I'd always take extra napkins and put them in my car.
Yeah, for the car.
Yes,
just in case.
Yeah.
I think if we opened the glove compartment of anybody's car in the show, I think we would find probably some white napkins from the restaurants that give those out. We have some brown napkins from the other fast food places.
Yeah. You got ketchup. You got fire sauce packets from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
There's going to be some salt and pepper in there and maybe some spoons with a little plastic covering over it.
So what's the line then between like being prepared versus like
hoarding, stealing?
Yeah. I would say like if you beyond one or two more of anything.
Okay.
Like, to me, and just a guess, like if you're having lunch by yourself and you got yourself a, you know, grilled chicken salad or something from some restaurant and you grab four plastic forks when you only need one.
A little much.
That's true.
Napkins. I noticed that some places like the McDonald's near my house started putting one napkin in the bag when you go through the drive-thru.
And that's not enough.
Yeah, never enough.
No.
Yeah, which I think that they're trying to like cut back in certain areas because maybe people inside the store are stealing more.
Right.
Yeah. I imagine everybody's house, you know, in the kitchen or maybe in the refrigerator, there's a drawer that's just full of those little packets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like some fire sauce from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We have an entire like little section of our pantry devoted to whenever we like the chicken we've made for dinner sucks.
Oh,
yeah.
Grab me that Chick-fil-A sauce. It's been sitting in there since 1988.
Yeah. Or sometimes you go to a place like Culver's and they don't have, you know, ketchup packets. They have the little thing you have to pump.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, that's very disappointing for somebody who wants to hoard that.
Yeah. It is.
I have to make it myself?
Yeah.
And maybe spill it?
It's hard to store those in your glove compartment, too.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. And now, it's time for Gender Wars. Joining us in the Pillow Fort, for the guys, we have Will in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, it's Dawn in Murfreesboro. It's the Battle of the Borough. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Dawn, what would you eat if you knew it was your last meal?
That's a really hard one. I love pizza, so probably pizza.
Yes, a good choice.
What about you, Will? What would you eat if you knew it was your last meal?
Probably my grandmother's coconut cake.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Right. Very specific.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer, you can use your screw to make your opponent answer one of your questions.
Here we go. Multiple choice. Dawn, does DeWalt sell tires, barbecue grills, or power tools?
Power tools.
Power tools is right. Good job. Good start.
Okay, Will, is the Skims shapewear company owned by Kim, Courtney, or Khloe Kardashian?
Kim K.
Yes.
Kim K. Okay.
Kim K.
Tied up.
All right, Dawn, who plays the Joker in the two most recent Joker movies?
Screw, I have no idea.
Okay, using the screw on you there, Will. Who plays the Joker in the last two Joker movies?
Sorry, out of time.
Oh, sorry.
It was Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a point for Dawn. Not knowing anything, the screw worked out.
Okay, Will, BBL is a cosmetic surgery procedure. What does BBL stand for?
Brazilian butt lift.
It does.
No hesitation. All right, that ties it up 2-2.
Okay, Dawn, Fireball is a whiskey that tastes like what?
Cinnamon.
Or death.
Or death. Or hell.
Yeah.
Gina, you just like it. She just held her head like she has a headache from drinking it. Like just the flashback.
PTSD.
Right.
Yeah. All right. It is 3-2. Will, you need to get this one in order to send it into overtime.
Okay. Come on, Will. What actress played Rachel Green on Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
That is correct.
Woo! Okay. Overtime. I love this.
Look at this. We got us a tie. We're going to break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
Yep, we'll give you up to 5 lines from a song. Dawn, how many lines will you need to name the song?
5.
All 5, okay. Will, you want to do it in less than 5?
I'll say 4.
4.
Okay.
Dawn, back to you.
I'll go 3.
3.
Okay.
Will?
I'll let Dawn try to do it in 3.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot.
I can't imagine what that song is. What is it, Dawn?
Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's a roll of the dice. You never know what song it's going to be.
Totally Hits 93.3 with Woody and Jim in the morning. Where listening is easy and stress-free. In the same way that picking up somebody at the Nashville airport isn't.
Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor is here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who is this little button?
Domino.
Domino. He's adorable.
So adorable. He's probably around like 20-ish pounds.
Oh.
He is a lap dog.
Yeah.
He just wants to. Yes. He chose me today and he has not left my side or my lap. So I'm very excited for whoever adopts him. And once he chooses you, it's just like so much love.
Now he's a young little boy.
Yeah. He's almost 2 years old.
Okay.
So he's fully grown. He's out of his puppy stage. I think 2 is like, that's the age. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like kids. It's not the terrible 2s. That's like when dogs start to kind of chill out. But he's a lot of fun, too. I mean, he loves to kind of, he jumps up and spins like a little circus dog.
Nice.
I feel like he would be really cute to like teach him how to do an agility course.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's cute. He's black and white. He's got little white feet. Looks like he's got socks on.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of like a white tuxedo look, too, with the stripe going down like his neck and his chest.
He does. It looks like he dressed up.
It's a formal occasion.
He's a fancy man.
And do you know where he came from?
I don't know too much about his history, but I do know that he has lived with kids and lived with other dogs. He is actually co-housed with a dog named Nico in our shelter. They do not have to be adopted together, but they're just there because the shelter is stressful and they, you know, give each other some confidence and some peace.
Sure.
Just gentle roommates.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody needs a friend.
Seems like he has a really good temperament, too. Like, he's not too hyper, but he's not too, like, chill and boring. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, really he's good. Definitely, he's got personality for days, but he's also not super super energetic, mm-hmm. and I don't think he's ever met a stranger.
Very cool. Yeah, he's an adorable little boy.
Yeah.
And you can check him out on the Woody and Jim TikTok, also on Facebook for 93.3 FM. It is a Red Nose Wednesday. Get Domino. Give him your forever home. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
J.D. Power and Associates, usually a name you only hear in car commercials.
Right.
They evaluate things, and they have experts working on stuff. They did a survey about customer satisfaction in large airports in America.
Oh, okay.
B&A Airport gets number 7 as far as customer satisfaction.
As in good?
As in good.
Okay, that must have been, they took that before,
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, that thing where those debacle people walking for 6 hours to get to their flights.
And earlier in the week, the roads in Tennessee were ranked number 6th best in America. So
yeah.
I guess the rest of the world is just, you know, District 12 from Hunger Games.
It must be really bad out there.
I know.
We didn't know we had it so good.
No, yeah, lucky us.
So yesterday at the United Nations, the president and first lady were starting to go up the escalator when, after just a couple of feet, the escalator stopped. After a few seconds, the first lady decided to start walking up the escalator. And then
bold move.
The president saw that. Oh, that's how this works, and followed suit. The White House was asking for an investigation to see if somebody had stopped the escalator on purpose.
Oh, gosh.
But as
it was Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, exactly. I guess somebody from the United Nations spokesperson said that the escalator stopped because a videographer with the U.S. delegation triggered a built-in safety mechanism that shuts it down should something go wrong. So
interesting.
That's why it stopped.
I think I'd rather be stuck on an escalator than an elevator.
True, because the escalator just becomes stairs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You can just walk away.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for the jaws of life to come save you.
Exactly. So kind of interesting news. Fox is reviving Baywatch next season with an all-new cast. They want to bring the California dream to a whole new generation of fans.
Mm. Isn't this like the second or third time they've
I think
rebooted
it's the third
it?
Plus a movie. The movie with
right.
Zac Efron and The Rock.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
So, yay.
We just like to stop thinking and stare at
let's just regurgitate all the TV shows and movies and
hot people running in slow motion on the beach. That's what America needs.
Oiled up, yep.
Probably everybody on the show is going to have a better day than me. I'll be on the phone with my insurance company about my car accident and getting estimates and blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
For like the 50th time in the last 2 or 3 years.
And then I'll spend the rest of the afternoon screaming into a pillow. So that's what I have to look forward to.
And wishing the rapture was real.
Yeah, no kidding. Take me away, Jesus. Thank you. I've been waiting.
Maybe you should take the wheel, too.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
What are you doing today, Gina?
I have a couple of meetings, hoping to go to the gym, and then our church's high school youth group that I volunteer at is later tonight.
Pretty cool.
Yep. It's a full day.
Yeah.
I'm having lunch with a friend. Then I'm going to go to the gym and I think go to the chiropractor.
Nice.
All right.
Get my life and my spine straightened out.
There you go. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.